1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, I have interesting things to cover today. Let's see, do I want to cover the presidential race? Not really. How about Ukraine war? No. Today, how about the war in Gaza? No. I'm running out of things to talk about. Cactus and I were out discussing some serious matters, considering our future. What will be. And I have discussed numerous times on these programs that Russia and China, February 4th, 2022, declared war on the United States of America, on the system of all of the systems of the New World Order, headed up by empire, headed up by a family who ruled in 1889, a city. By 1910, middle 1915, they owned a nation. And by 2022, at the beginning of the year, they were well on their way to own the world. Total, complete world hegemony. Russia and China scuttled that plan. They had been working on a strategy going back to the turn of the century. Vladimir Putin is the individual, the only individual that would have the abilities diplomatically to discuss the abandoning of the United States petrodollar. And he began to discuss this with some of the old Soviet nations, China, nations of the world, the second world nations, and third world nations, but not so much the first world Western powers. And his strategy was to join with China, because the two of these two nations are the only two powerhouses in the world that could declare war on the United States, which they did. The American people are unaware of it. Leaders of the world are fully aware of it. They're standing back, trying to decide which side of the field are we going to take. Are we going to stay with America's economic control, or are we going to break away and join Russia, China, Brazil, South Africa, and Brazil? India, I'm sorry. I rehearse this because it takes seven times for people in general to have this type of information put in long-term memory. Why is this important? because it's in the Bible. In the time in which we live, in the last decade, there will be an acceleration, an accelerated push to bring in a cashless system. They are pushing, pressing, trying to escalate, people that are putting this together that do the high tech, these people are making big money. But I'm telling you, they're putting in 60 plus hours a week, especially in Empire. Empire is on the move. But God forces the children of the devil to stay on schedule, meaning Christ's schedule. The schedule that they have to stay on, the movement, their movement must coincide with the Bible. Hillary Clinton, these people, this group of families, rulers of the world in the West, were trying to accelerate the plan to bring in a system of control, and the person that would have done it if it had not been for Donald Trump was Hildebeest, Hillary. But the Bible says that Hillary would sit on the ground in the dirt, and there'd be no kingdom for her. You have to just keep listening to these programs. I'm strapped for minutes. Until next week, I will have a second hour, but there's going to be a change in my schedule, and you'll have to adapt. I'm going to have a two-hour program starting next Monday, and it will be streamed on America's Freedom Network. Not the American Freedom Network. Not on the American Freedom Network. Not on 1360 KHNC. It's going to be streamed on America'sFreedomNetwork.com. Mountain Time, 11 o'clock to 1. The program, the first hour, will be broadcast on AFN or 1360 KHNC at 6 p.m. I'm on now at 3. This is my last program at 3 o'clock p.m. Starting Monday, I will broadcast the first hour of the program during that day at 6 p.m. Starting this Sunday, my Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program was 9 to noon. Starting Sunday, I will begin 10 to 1. So this change takes place this weekend. This is big. And for me, with the American Freedom Network, this is going to go out to other stations throughout the country. So this is a move for me, for Cactus and I. I'll be back.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad a 6 to 8 foot tall Colorado fruit tree, now only $119.99. Choose from apple, cherry, pear, or plum. 4 to 5 foot tall Colorado spruce trees, now only $299.99. Family owned and cared for since 1980, the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
And I'll make a comment, and I make it in a very serious, I'm very serious about what I'm going to say. The world is going to go on a voyage that mankind has never gone before. Man has never gone this direction before. And what I'm talking about is the final 10 years of mankind's history before Christ returns. There must come a time, like Christ stated, as he left, as he ascended, he must return. He must descend to the Mount Olives, Mount of Olives in Israel. And he stated, as I am leaving, I will return. And we, the world, has waited for 2,000 years. Christ has not returned. My grandmother, she was sure that Christ was going to return in 1976. She was just almost sure that he could return any time. Things have to happen before he returns, like Armageddon. And we're 8 years, 9 years out from Armageddon presently. We are already in the final 10 years before Christ returns. The men in this country, in the Christian churches, who should be watching, are sleeping. They have been sleeping in this generation since Israel became a nation. When Israel became a nation, that was a sign the last generation had begun. The last generation of about 80 years plus. We're already close to 80 years plus from the time Israel became a nation. And Christ said that there would be signs, events in the world that you cannot deny. One of the events in the book of Revelation chapter 13, a cashless society. Russia and China and the BRICS nations have put together a digital system separate from Klaus Schwab's digital network. The New World Order, or the Order of Empire, a separate network. And the individual that made the decision to, well, he didn't make a decision to leave the Klaus Schwab network. He was forced out. Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, when Russia was forced to invade Jordan, when Israel was forced to invade Ukraine because of the Nazi threat. Klaus Schwab unfriended Vladimir Putin. And Klaus Schwab is almost ready to unfriend China. But China wants, China, Xi Jinping, really likes the concept of 15-minute cities, because this is, alleviates and eliminates a great hardship for China to control the people. But in the Bible, it says that there will be an additional world order, or you might say the new world order of the West. There will be an additional order called the International Order of Nations. Because when Christ returns, the world still is able to merchandise, buy, sell, but it's going to be more difficult in the Antichrist system than in the other, the secondary system that the other nations that are not tied into the American digital network, they will thrive apart from our system. But in the Antichrist West, it will be very difficult, impossible, to do anything without receiving the mark, the worshiping the image, or taking the number of the beast. Vladimir Putin, China, Brazil, 11 nations now. There's going to be an additional 9 nations probably by the end of this year. These nations are using a new system accompanied with their gold and their currencies. They will work with the currencies of these nations, whereas, and they will, they are already ditching the dollar. This is one thing the Biden administration doesn't want the American people to know. They're hiding it from the American people. These nations are ditching the dollar. This is why the United States government right now is working feverishly on weather warfare weapons, testing them, and basically giving the nations that are going to de-dollarize an idea of what is going to happen to their nations if they leave the good graces of empire. This is happening now. Now, I'm going to give you, read an article out of the Wine Press, Christian, Real Christian News. Congress introduces a law that would provide president power to block access to all digital assets. Power to block access to all digital assets. See, this is the Beast Network. This is why, for the world to survive, there has to be a second network separate from the control system of the United States of America. I'll read the article or continue with it. The president, pursuant to such regulations as the president may prescribe, shall prohibit any transactions between any person subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and a foreign digital asset transaction facilitator, the bill says. I read and I did a program at the first of the year. It's going to be against the law for companies, corporations, individuals to do transactions with certain enemies of the state internationally in the future. What this means simply is, if you own a business, let's say you sell tires, you little tires for little wagons made out of plastic, and you ship them to a country that is de-dollarizing, like Brazil, you are considered an enemy of the state. What will happen is, according to the bill, and I'm going to do a program on it in the future, but now that I'm going to have more minutes starting next Monday, I'll have the time to not be forced to hustle. I'll be able to stroll at a good clip, but cover the bases adequately and thoroughly. If you sell little plastic tires to Brazil, who is de-dollarizing, then you can lose your bank accounts, can be seized, your assets can be seized, your home, your everything that you own, because you are considered to be an enemy of empire. And this article that I'm reading, it just says that if you conduct business with anyone, as far as like digitally with Bitcoin, etc., you are going to be, and you're going to suffer consequences. I'll go on. Earlier in the week, a congressman appeared to insert an amendment buried in a must-pass spending bill that would grant the United States president sweeping powers to block access to digital assets. S-4443, Intelligence Authorization Act for Fiscal Year 2025, first introduced on the Federal Ledger on June 3rd, which would authorize appropriations for fiscal year 2025 for intelligence and intelligence-related activities of the United States government. The Intelligence Community Management Account and Central Intelligence Agency, Retired and Disability System, and for other purposes. The bill's summary says, recently had this wide-reaching amendment added to it that is buried within the lengthy legislation. Yeah, legislation is always lengthy. Hidden under SEC 423, Terrorist Financing Prevention, the amendment broadly defines digital assets, encompassing any digital representation of value according on cryptographically secured distributed ledgers, Cointelegraph noted. So, digital currencies, you can use them in this country, but I'll let it explain. The president, pursuant to such regulations as the president may prescribe, shall prohibit any transactions between any person subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and a foreign digital asset transaction facilitator identified under paragraph 1. Scott Johnson, a finance lawyer and notable figure in the digital asset space, criticized this piece of legislation in a statement on social media. Quote, "It is hard to see how this isn't intended to be a user-level ban power by the president on any protocol, smart contract that's deemed by the Treasury Secretary to be controlled, operated, or made available by a foreign sanctions violator. Breathtaking scope and the implications to corral users to KYC permission chains," he said. Oh, it'll explain itself. "It's hard to see how this isn't intended to be a user level ban power by the president on any protocol, smart contract that's deemed to be by the Treasury Secretary, to be controlled, operated, or made available by a foreign sanctions violator. Breakthrough scope and implications to dot dot dot." On Monday, here's the culprit, here's the snake in the grass. On Monday, Senator Mark Warner, Democrat, Virginia, appears to have inserted elements of his Terrorist Financing Prevention Act, S-3441, into a must-pass, the Intelligence Authorization Act for Fiscal Year 2025. Johnson's analysis suggests that the law's broad applicability could compel users to join Know Your Customer KYC complaint and permissioned blockchain networks, ultimately limiting them to regulated blockchains. He warned that the move could be seen as an effort to exert control over digital assets under the guise of combating terrorism. The elements alleged by Warner enabling this presidential empowerment are borrowed from the Terrorism Financing Prevention Act. The act was introduced in a December 2023 announcement allowing the United States Treasury Department to go after the emerging threats involved digital assets. Under the Terrorism Financing Prevention Act, everything is terrorism. Everything. And who are the terrorists? The citizens of the United States of America. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Okay, again, next Monday, this coming Monday, I will be on I will be on at a new time, 11 to 1. I have a lot of things going on here, but I can do it. So I'll be on 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And then the program, the first hour of Monday's program, will be aired at 6 p.m. Again, on Sunday, the Olive Tree program will start at 10 to 1. Okay. You know, the Germans would come with their jackbooted, their jackboots, and take the butt of their gun and beat it on the door till you opened it. And if you didn't open it, they'd knock the door down, and then they would tell you, "Show us your papers, please." Well, now they want to see your digital currency, please. They want to see everything you have. And you will eventually use a digital system. You will be forced to use a digital system to buy and sell. You'll have to take the mark of the beast. In about 5 years from now, we'll use the system from this point as soon as it's enacted, as soon as it's ready to be put online. We already do, in a sense, we are already using it with credit cards. But there'll come a time when you will eventually use, you'll pay on phone or through credit card apps, things of that nature. And you can still freely buy and sell if you're in the good graces of Uncle Sam. But if not, well, they can lock you out of your bank account. But in about 5 years from now, then for the Christian people, you'll understand what I'm saying. The non-Christian people, you may not realize much about the Bible. For the people that are not Christians, you should read the book of Revelation, because it will give you an idea of the time that we're in. But for the Christian people, in about 5 years from now, just that 5 years, the system where you cannot buy and sell will be activated. It will be activated when this coming individual that we Christians understand and know as Antichrist, the Jewish people, they refer to this person as the abomination of desolation. When this person defiles the temple, claims to be God in Jerusalem, in the temple, that starts the last 3.5 years of years of great tribulation. That's 5 years away. But between now and then, we can still use this system. And some people believe that this digital currency is going to be the mark of the beast. No, it's not the mark of the beast. It's just a system that you will have to use in his kingdom. The mark is something completely different. This is not the mark of the beast. It's just a system of trade. So I want to put you at ease. No, once you start using it, it doesn't mean that you lose your eternal salvation. It just means that you have to use it, because they're going to do away with money unless you want to barter and trade in other ways. But we will be able to use it. But once the abomination of desolation declares himself to be God, then you, without taking his number or his mark or worshiping him, you will not be able to buy or sell. And should you worship him, that is a declaration to God that you will never, ever care to serve him, and you've made a decision, and so you are eternally, you've made an eternal decision to be doomed. People don't like to hear this. It's too difficult. But if you read the book of Revelation, you are warned by Christ himself through the Apostle John, do not take the mark of the beast. And those soldiers, the men and the armies in the empire of Antichrist, to take the mark means that you are a soldier. It is a military, it's kind of like you sign and you pledge yourself to the military, you become military property. The mark, I believe, is for military men who go to Armageddon. The other people, they don't go to Armageddon. Just those that take the mark of the beast. Going back to this article. This is a bill that, if passed, means that you, using digital currency of any kind, cryptocurrencies, if you are trading with other nations, other people, supposedly a terrorist act, that everything you own can be taken, can be locked, can be controlled. You have no access to it any longer. Also, companies and people that are trading internationally with nations that are de-dollarizing, you're considered an enemy of empire, and you can lose your house, your business, your bank accounts can be closed. You are a threat to the American government, and I'm assuming, too, you can be not only starved to death, but probably imprisoned. Christ said in Luke chapter 21, verse 25, there will be, in the time before Christ returns, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon, in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. Distress, meaning psychological problems that torment you. Things happen where there is no way out. There's no, and then he goes on to say, with perplexity. And the word perplexity is used only one time in the New Testament by Christ himself. And he's stating, there will be distress of the nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Something's going to happen where the earth is going to be shaken like a bathtub. And the sea and the waves are going to roar. I'll be back. We'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it.